Orbis, Orbis, fail the calculus, calculus. Idleness, laziness. Why am I ripping off a K-pop song?
We gather here today to hear my precious story. Obesity and idleness.
That's a fucking, the rise of fucking Valkyrie something right there by Richard Wagner. So, here's the thing. Today, we are going to talk about obesity and idleness. So, yeah, being fat and lazy. Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about. And by the way, that is a really rough description of me. And I don't care. I am pretty fat and lazy. So, yeah. If this is not funny, you should, you know, let's just say it's a TED talk, okay? So, for me, I think the way we've been doing it since like prehistoric time, you know, fatness makes sense of anything. Fatness, it makes so much sense, because if you take a closer look to, you know, the way we live in the past and the way we live now, you know, starting point, we hunt for a living, you know, we have to like, you know, find something sharp to hunt down some animals, and we eat them, and yeah, and that's pretty hard to be lazy, because you have to stay active all the time, you know. And then of all animals, humans just get lazy, and by being lazy, you know, we just say things like, hey, what about we don't go out and hunt at all? You know, you fucking bring the animals here, you know, and feed them and chain them, or just tie them to a tree and let them have families. And then we'll eat them, so we don't have to go out. That's the first laziness of all laziness. You know, instead of going hunting, we do farming and agriculture stuff, because we don't want to go far to find the plants and animals and shit, so we just keep it closer to us, so we can, you know, hungry, go pick them, hungry, go slaughter the fucking cow, or a pig, or a boar, oh, what do you call that, the hawk, yeah. First laziness ever, that's the laziness. And you know, when you work in a farm, there's this never ending list of chores to do. You have to clean this, clean that, feed the thing, water the thing, and then you stay fit all the time, kinda, but you're being lazy, and you can keeping fit by doing all the chores. And then there came capitalism. So capitalism is basically a reason for the whole world to be lazy, because you don't have to go out at all. Capitalism and all the the assembly line where you can produce mass products and you can pass it to everyone and making products affordable to all of the people, that's another reason. That's the big reason to be lazy, right? Take a close look. It is. For instance, elephants. This sounds fucking weird. Elephants. The fucking elephants, African elephants, they walk miles to find water. Like, for example, in a documentary called Planet Earth, one of the elephant cubs got lost, and that little elephant, he was cocky and he was like punk ass gangster, and he went off the track. Compared to human, you know, punk ass men, they might die from OD, like overdosing, but punk ass elephant, they die from dehydration because this little elephant got lost, and then he couldn't find the way to the fucking stream or water or lake, and then it's done. It's fucking done, really. All right, hear this out. This is an extraction from the documentary Planet Earth. By the way, is in British accent, so bear with me. You know, I'm not fucking English native speaker. I'm trying American accent, but British, I suck. Okay, so hear this out. The storm is now subsiding, but not all the elephants have been so lucky. One youngster has got lost. Thirsty and exhausted, it follows the tracks of its mothers, but sadly, in the wrong direction. Yeah. So, here's the thing. I always observe that every fucking nature documentary always come with a little bit of drama inside it. Like, you know, some animals got eaten, that's the basic, and after that you have the fucking weird situation that animals, you personify the fucking animal, and you make me feel sad that the fucking elephant cub got lost, and I was so emotional when I watched that shit. And by the way, the fucking cameraman held a motherfucking elephant out. Get down from a fucking helicopter and show it the way. You know, if you know that the fucking elephant gets lost, you show it a way. You show it a fucking way. To the water or something, or, you know, just throw a bottle of water or some shit to the fucking cub, the elephant. Bitch, can't stand that shit. Really. Homeless man? Yeah. But though, elephant dying from dehydration. Really?
Okay, so, besides the obesity, being fat, lazy. So basically, being lazy will make you fat. You know that, right? That's really easy. I have nothing to add to that, okay? You be lazy and you don't, you have this so much energy and you don't use it. So you store it with you, you don't use it, it stays with you in form of fats. By the way, if you don't have the fucking bad attitudes towards that, it's not a fucking problem. I like fat guys. They're so funny. I didn't mean to insult, but fat guys will do shit like, you know, they don't have to stay jacked or everything. They just be, they are so not picky, not like piggy bank, but picky, juicy, things like that. For example, some men would like, hey, you choose a suit or they'll be bitches, you know. Like some men would be so coquette, so they're so into fashion, like more than me, and then they dress longer than me, and I was like, no, that's not right. You're not a six plump bird, a parousia, or a fucking queer bird in New Guinea that, you know, the male would dress up and attract female. You're not that. You have dicks. I mean, not dicks, but you have dick. And that's it. I mean, what do you want more from a male? It's just dick. That's all. Dick. Okay? One single thing that would make you male. If you are so coquette, that's French word, by the way. I'm not trying to be posh, but posh. But I'm a foreigner, and I don't have the exact word. So I hope you get it, coquette, okay? Yeah. Male today. That's a fucking six plump bird that would like dress so long, so into his outfit more than anything on earth. By the way, hear this out. Familiarity is a bitch. I used to be like animal lovers, always want to feed some desperate animals, but I stopped being that at one point because animals are picky, like us. We like routine, and deep down, we like same stuff. Oh, I keep adding S to stuff, okay? It shouldn't be there. Stuff is uncountable, fucking something. Shouldn't have S. So we like same stuff every fucking day. I tried to feed a stray dog once. I bought this bag of dog food and they come in teeny tiny bits. And the bitch wouldn't eat those because stray dogs are not familiar with the taste of teeny tiny bits dog food because stray dogs used to have humans left over like every day, every meal in a plastic bag, and that's her staple, and I can't change that. So I don't know what the
dog or the bitch is familiar eating, so I'm not trying to feed anybody or any fucking animal, you know. Unless you really have problems with me, then I would. But just, I'm not offering anybody anything, okay? Yeah. And also lately, I put on some weight and my mom didn't like that at all, because she thinks that it would be a cock blocker. Like, you be fat and you will find no man, and then my daughter will not get married. While my friend's daughter's husband would show up with nieces and nephews, whatever. So the point is, my mom, deep down, this fucking obvious, she wants me to get married. So she was afraid that I will be too fat to find a man. And it sucks. And also, she's a cheapskate. She's really cheap. She doesn't want to spend money with new clothes. She hates it when somebody got new clothes. I don't know if she gets that from like her Chinese ancestors or what, but it sucks. And when I can't wear some of my clothes that, you know, which turned too small, which turned to be a really, really, really small piece of cloth for me, it doesn't fit. So I beg my mom to buy me like new pairs of pants, and she'll say things like, no, I will, no, let's just not buy a new pair of pants. You know what, here's a solution for you, my fat daughter. You wear your old pair of pants, and it will help squeeze you back to your former shape. My mom didn't finish, she didn't go to high school. She graduated like fourth grade, and she said that my old clothes will squeeze me back to my former shape. I have nothing to say to her besides, oh fuck you, bitch. Anyway, money's with her, can't do anything, and I hate her concept of beauty. I talked to her once about this shit, like, mom, what's up with, you know, you wanting me being married and wanting me not all fat and shit? Why can't I be fat? Why? Fuck why? And my mom would be like, actually, I have no problem with that. But, you know, men, you know, men, boys, guys, chaps. Yeah, chaps. So chaps don't like fat bitches. Chaps don't like fat bitches. So you can't be. And I would argue with some weird reason that she never heard of. Like, mom, actually, back in the old days in Italy,
we have this thing called Rubenes style where, you know, men would like fat women and all. And my mom be like, yeah. So, no, it doesn't work with men nowadays. And then I suddenly think thoroughly of the concept of beauty, which changed over fucking period of time. Yeah, so I don't care. Screw you if you don't like fat bitches. I'll build myself a time machine and then go back in time, but I'll fuck the Leonardo da Vinci. I'll fuck the whoever, in the Renaissance era. I don't fucking care. Come on, with your long hair and chest and, I don't know, painters, sculptors. Come on. I'm your girl. I'm your lass. I'm a fucking Rubenesque. So, yeah. And here's what's funny. There is a kind of fish. And I'm not sure what it's called, but I think it's called... let me search for it for the name on Google. I think it is called arowana, like marijuana. Yeah, kind of the pronunciation, it's really tricky. So the arowana, the Asian arowana, Malayan bunny tongue fish, whatever you call it. So the arowana is a kind of fish that you raise for decoration. I heard that it's pretty expensive and shit, and yeah. So this type of fish, arowana, basically what it does to people is living in an aquarium and then just shade the color. At first it'll come in like a really ugly color, like rotten egg or just olive color or shit, and then people will feed the centipede or something poisonous like scorpions, centipedes and shit to the arowana, and those poison will make the arowana shade its color, maybe in red or maybe yellow, black, blue, I don't know. But that's the fucking concept of beauty. Feed the fucking arowana something poisonous and then get the beauty of the color. Fuck it. I hate concept of beauty. If you do enjoy it, don't talk to me. Unfriend. Click right now. So, I don't believe in beauty. Look at what people do to the arowana. It might be a delicacy or it might be the alimentation, which by the way is the French word for the usual food for some animals or something that eats. Something that eat, alimentation. I don't know, but yeah. Concept of beauty is just a concept. Beauty doesn't exist, okay? And this message
is to you my mom? I will buy a container of clothes my size. That's it. Thank you. By the way, my name is Nate Ann, and thank you very, very, very much for, you know, for giving a fuck about my show. Really.
Keep doing it, honey. You're glowing.